Welcome to the Green Room, where we help athletes be green and build green each and every day. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Green Room. I am Adam alongside my guy, as always, Leon Thurston. And man, first of all, if you've been enjoying these Green Room episodes, we appreciate you. And hopefully they've been adding value. We're going to continue producing these Green Room videos that are all designed to help you be more green and build more green each and every day. And I promise you, when you do, it leads you closer to winning. And today, frankly, we're talking about a topic I'm really passionate about, and I know you are too. Yeah. And I think when we think about leadership, especially in the team dynamic, it is the first order of business.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, you get that leadership title, like this is where you need to start. Mm-hmm. We're talking all about relationships.
Ooh, let's go, relationships.
I mean, like,
that's the foundation.
It's the foundation.
Yeah, come on.
And I think we need to unpack it a little bit, because teams always talk about us needing to get close, mm-hmm. come together, mm-hmm. grow these connections. You engage in team building exercises and things like that. And there's always a focus about us coming together. But like, if we had to ask the question, like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, why do I have to like connect with my teammates like that? Why do we need to build this camaraderie like that? Like, what is the absolute like purpose of it?
Yeah, I mean, you when you think about it, the deeper the connection, the stronger the team. Like, when you think about it, any team that you've ever seen, they're not just a team. It's almost as if they're a family, you know? Even with us, like, our team, like, it's a family. Whenever we get together, you know, the whole entire team once a year, like, it's like a family dynamic. So I just think that it's the foundation, and once you know someone enough, you'll be able to hold them accountable and different things. So we're going to jump into it, it's the foundation.
So like, we had to list out, okay? Let's go through it. Man, if our team is tight, mm-hmm. okay, if we're connected, great relationships, we like, man, what are some benefits? Mm-hmm. What comes to mind for you? For me, I think, all right, I'm going to trust these, mm-hmm. my teammates, mm-hmm. right? You know, I'm going to think about the fact that, like, hopefully I can communicate better with them.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to enjoy being around them more. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. let's just be honest there. Like, you want me to be engaged as a player, committed? Well, if I'm around all my people, like, that's where I want to be.
There
won't be any other place I'd rather be than be with my team, working on my craft, getting better, in the gym, on the field. So I think that creates a engagement increase. There's a joy increase.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah, right? Come on.
I mean, what else comes to mind for you when you think about a connected team? Like, what is the benefit?
I mean, even when you haven't, when you're not having a enjoyable moment, like, say for instance, if you're having a down moment, a bad moment, when you have that relationship, that person who knows you like that, that person who knows you enough, they'll know, okay, he's just having a bad moment. It's not personal. So I look at it in the aspect of whenever you're having those down moments, that person, that relationship that you have with that person, they'll know and not take it as serious or
so then
be
I
offended.
Can be more real.
Yeah, you can be yourself, right?
Yeah, like I'm not putting on a front or a show or anything. So when you think about relationships on teams, I mean, it's going to increase commitment level because that's where you want to be when the relationships are strong.
100%.
We're going to have more fun. Mm-hmm. And when we have more fun, it's just going to allow us to like, go through this process. Teams spend a lot of time together. I think I did the math at one point. It's like 150 plus hours every high school sports team spends together during the course of the year.
Yes.
Man, like this is going to be a drag. If I don't like you, I got to spend 150 hours with you. But if it's 150 hours, man, that I'm enjoying being around you, man, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to show up greater. I'm just going to be more alive when I'm there. Right? I'm more willing. So it increases joy. You have more fun. I think our commitment level increased. I think we begin to kind of allow ourselves to trust one another a little bit more.
There it is.
I think I want to give more.
Okay.
When I've got close relationships on my team too.
I agree.
Like, I don't want to let you down.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So all of a sudden, I think I feel like I hold myself to a higher standard because, man, I've got these people that I really care about, that I don't want to let down, that I want to show up for. Mm-hmm. I think it changes everything.
And then
not only that, man, what about, you think about teams that are really strong connected-wise, like, there's this happiness for each other on the field.
Oh yeah.
There's not like a bitter, like selfishness. I actually want to see you win.
Yeah, man. I see that with the team that we have now. You know, you got Kyle Rahal. I got Archbishop Spalding. Man, whenever they score a goal, it's like the sideline is too lit, too turned up. It's like they scored on the sideline.
Did you see the clip of them doing all the little
skits? Oh, my God.
The whole entire sideline of it. We're here in Maryland, and two of our teams are two of the top teams, lacrosse teams in the country, in fact. Yeah. I think one's ranked 30, ranked 4, something like that.
Yeah.
They actually play here in the next few days in the MIA championship, so we have a little internal battle.
Yeah.
But in their semifinals matchups down at the Naval Academy the other day, their sidelines were fire. Like, first of all, it was actually really entertaining. They were doing all these skits every time the team scored, but, like, you could feel that joy.
Yeah, they were so excited, man.
Man.
It's like they scored the points. It's like they were scoring the points.
And that feeds off one another.
Absolutely, 100%.
You know, and like, all of a sudden, the players on the field, they feel the energy on the bench. The bench is supporting and vice versa, and we're just vibing, and we're all growing, right?
Yeah.
And so when you think about this relationship, I mean, the dynamic is, I actually can't recall in sports history, with only a small few exceptions, of teams that frankly weren't connected that won it all.
Okay.
The only, and I've been asked this question before. I've been asked for it in twofold, okay?
Okay.
Professionally, and I would love to throw the challenge out there. If you're listening to this, think of a championship team that won the championship where they weren't connected.
Yeah.
Like where there was tension
or
drama.
Right. Yeah.
The only one that I can actually think of, and I may be wrong, feel free to send us messages.
Yeah.
I think about Shaq and Kobe with the Lakers.
Ooh.
They had a little, there was a little battle. I don't know if they loved each other in those moments.
Right.
But you do have those moments where I think maybe you could get away with it if you just have this world-class Hall of Fame talent.
Yeah,
you put Shaq and Kobe on the court.
It's a no-brainer, right?
It's a no-brainer no matter what happens. Most of us aren't afforded that luxury.
Exactly, right. Yeah, yeah.
But I can actually tell you in my experience of 10 years of doing Lead 'Em Up, there has been only one team.
Okay.
One team that got to a championship level that did not have connected relationships.
Who's that team? Who are you thinking?
I mean, I don't know what I'm thinking. I don't know if I want to say who it is, but I can tell you this much.
Yeah.
Those individuals know, because I've asked them.
Yeah, for sure.
I say, is this fair to say that, like, we won in spite of the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And they all agreed.
Yeah.
And that was just, but you got to understand, doing this for 10 years, worked with a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of teams.
Yeah.
Only one.
Yeah.
So percentage-wise, you could almost say 99% of the time, your relationships will guarantee the success.
Yeah.
Or will fuel the success.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the relationships and you all aren't tightly connected, man, you almost have no shot.
Yeah.
You have like a 1% chance of getting it done.
Yeah. It's like you don't have an option at this point. You know, like the odds are against you if you don't.
Oh, heavily. So we've got to make sure we do everything we can in sports to put all the chips in our favor.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Because there's so many things out of our control. So we need to be able to influence all the things that could contribute to our success, and our relationships are it.
Yeah, come on.
And it's why we tell leaders, your first order of business, as you step into this leadership space, you need to start going out and trying to build great relationships with your teammates.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to start getting to know them. You need to start kind of pouring into that relationship.
Yeah.
You need to start going out of your way to serve them, to help support them, to get to know them.
Yeah.
That has to be the first order of business.
Yeah, step one.
Because without the relationship, the biggest thing, despite all those things that we said that benefit from great relationships, the one thing that misses, if you don't have the relationship, your leadership will not thrive.
Suffer. It'll suffer.
It'll suffer if the relationship is not there.
Yeah, 100%.
And reason being is we've had moments before where we're working with a team and maybe we see a player not engaging in leadership at the level we'd like them to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when you ask and kind of dig, like, hey, why aren't you jumping in? Like, why aren't you holding that person accountable? Why aren't you challenging that person? Time and time again, I'll get the answer. I'll say, like, why not? They always say this very interesting response. They'll be like, Coach, I mean, I don't know. You want to know, Coach? I do want to know. Tell me. Honestly, like, I just don't really know him like that.
That's true. Yeah, I've heard you.
Like, I'm like, man, why don't you call that person out? Why don't you send that person the text? Why don't you challenge that person? Hold that person accountable.
Yeah.
Honestly, Coach, like, I just don't really know him like that.
Yeah.
I don't really know her like that.
Yeah.
And the reality is, when our relationships are not like that, our leadership suffers.
Yeah,
in fact, there's a little thing that we use within Lead 'Em Up. It's a little tagline. If you've been in Lead 'Em Up or in any of our trainings, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real thing. It goes like this. It's called the like that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It says, if I don't know you like that, I won't lead you like that. If I try to lead you like that without knowing you like that, you won't receive it like that because you don't know me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? Come on now. But it's real. Let me slow it down. If I don't know you like that, I won't lead you like that. I won't be the one sending you text messages late at night, challenging you. I won't be the one putting my arm around you when I feel like you're down. I won't be the one challenging your game when I feel like you're slipping. I won't be that person because I don't know you like that. And even if I try to lead you like that without knowing you like that, you won't receive it like that because you don't know me like that.
Exactly.
I would come at you and you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know you like that. Hold up. Who are you talking to?
We don't have that rapport. What do you get your arm on my shoulder for? Like, we don't talk like that.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's true.
Yes.
So if our relationships are not like that, our leadership will suffer. And you've seen it firsthand, I'm sure.
100%. Like, it's almost as if I see it every single year. It's like clockwork. That's why leadership is so important. Building that relationship, that foundation is so important, man. You know, it's good.
You got to pour into it. And for me, when I think about it, if you want to win, man, this relationship thing has to be at the forefront of your mind.
Yeah.
And you've got to kind of pursue it and attack it. And know that every time you're kind of investing in the relationship, you're getting that much closer to bringing out the best out of it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Right?
That's
good. And every time you get a connection, we teach gold mining and lead them up, right? Getting these gold mines. Every time you get a gold mine, that should be like, oh, I'm in. I'm in. I needed that thing to connect with that person to build this relationship and build momentum. Yeah. That's got to be at the forefront. And frankly, the relationship game has to be as intentional as our approach on skill development.
Skill, that's so good.
You know
so
what I mean?
Good.
Because we've seen teams not reach their full potential because they are disconnected. They aren't close enough. We've seen teams fall apart that way.
Yeah.
You could almost say I've seen as many teams not reach their potential because they suffered from poor relationships as much as I have poor skill. It's got to both be operating.
That's fair enough.
So when we think about the like that dynamic, you know, we always talk about these two buckets.
Cool.
Right, you know, you got some teammates like, hey, what's your relationship with that teammate? We're cool.
Yeah, we cool.
No beef, no tension. But then I'll say like, well, tell me about your relationship with that teammate over there or that one over there. And you'll get this response, something along the lines of like, yo, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
Yo, that's my dog. That's my dude. That's my girl. Yeah. Something along those lines, right? And you can just show there's a greater depth to that relationship.
Sure.
We tell all athletes in leadership, you have to do everything you can to move your relationship from a place of, yeah, we cool, from that bucket over to this bucket of, that's my guy. Using that language, just very simple, move it. It's gotta move, and as it moves, there's an interesting dynamic because as it travels from one bucket to the next, your leadership is traveling with it.
Yeah, come on, it's growing.
It's growing.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you're still at this one bucket, your leadership will probably still be at this lower end. But as it's traveling up to that other bucket, so is your leadership impact. Because you're getting closer and closer to leading them like that.
Yeah, and it translates to the football field. It reminds me of Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans, strong side, right side.
Right,
black guy, white guy, they were at odds
that's
in
us.
The beginning of the season. Yeah, that's us, right? They were at odds at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And then they worked on their relationship, and by mid-season, by the end of the season, they were tight. They were just like us, like my guy, right?
They started winning,
and it just I saw the growth, you know, within the movie. I just saw the growth, and you know, the adversity came. They got into the car accident, and even throughout the car accident, you know, one sat next to the bed next to the other person. They talked it out, and you know, after they were, you know, got through the injury, they got back on the field and they won. They won at a high level,
actually,
just based off of that relationship.
That's a great and that's not even Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
That's real life.
That's real life, man.
That's real life. You know, it's like, man, I'm gonna give you more. You're gonna get more out of me when that relationship is there. And we're talking about my guy, my girl, need to get to know my teammate like that. Leon, I'm sitting here as a young 18, 17-year-old leader. I get it. Okay, you're telling me to build a relationship.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to ask.
Like, what
that's
do
the
I
first
do?
Thing I'm going to ask. How do I do it?
Like, coach me up, Leon.
What
should I start doing?
Man, I get curious. That's the first thing. Care enough to get curious about a person to want to know more about it. Like, we do this thing with the gold mines where we ask those gold mine questions. You know, normally on a Friday, you know, we're about to leave one another and I don't really know you like that. It's just like, all right, man, cool. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, man.
All right, cool. And we go our separate ways, right? But I mean, if you want to get a little bit more curious and have a great relationship, you know, a good question would be, hey, you know, what do you got planned over the weekend? What you got going on? You going anywhere? You doing anything? You doing some workouts or something? You know, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I got some workouts to do.
Now I
got
to answer.
Yeah, then come on now.
Now I got to answer and actually share.
Yeah.
And that could open the door.
Open the door to so many other things. All of a sudden we're connected over the weekend. Monday comes along. We normally like, yeah, what's up? What's good? And we go our separate ways. Now all of a sudden Monday comes around. It's like, yo, Adam, you remember over the weekend? Yeah. We're talking. We're discussing. Yeah. You know, we're overviewing. We're following up. And all this good stuff.
I'm thinking
happening.
About that because, like, there'll be moments where, like, your daughter will have, like, a basketball championship. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
And I'll be like, yo, how'd it go?
Yeah.
Right? How'd it go?
All the time.
You know,
all
we'll
the
start
time.
Chatting yep. it up. Or, you know, I just came back from vacation. You're like, man, how was the vacation? Mm-hmm. Hey, what was the highlight? This, that, and another. Yeah. I love that you just said, start being curious.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems so simple, but like, if you're not curious, you're never gonna actually even be interested enough to learn about others.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think when you get curious, you start finding connections, talking points, things to connect on. Yeah. And the reality is, let me just preface this. You don't need a heavy connection to build a great relationship.
That's good.
You don't.
I said it one more time.
You
one
don't
time,
need a heavy, connect. Like big yeah. connection yeah. to grow a relationship on.
Right.
It almost doesn't matter how big the connection is. It all matters what you do with it after you get it.
That's good.
Right? Like, you know, we could sit here and, Apple Watch, right? Mm-hmm. Is that an Apple Watch?
Yep.
I got an Apple Watch.
Yep.
Frankly, that's all I need.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like it's like a little inch in the,
that's
like,
it.
The door.
Like, if I didn't yeah. know you like that, and mm-hmm. I wanted to get to know you like that, and I was just like, oh, snap, you got an Apple Watch? What model you got?
Yeah.
Oh, snap, how long you had it? Mm-hmm. Man, what's your favorite app on it?
Oh, that's
and
good.
All of a sudden, we start getting into the conversation. We're talking about the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of connecting on that. And, like, we're talking about how we like it, things we don't like it. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe later tonight, I'm on Instagram. I'm checking out a reel. And then, like, I find this random reel. You know they always listen to conversations.
Oh, of course.
So they heard us talking about the Apple Watch. Okay. So all of a sudden, my whole feed is all Apple Watches.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I noticed there's, like, this feature that, like, if you do this little thing with Apple Watch, it, like, turns on this feature. I'm like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. I send it to you.
Yeah.
Like, yo, bro, check this out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, man. Yeah. Now we're vibing on chat.
Yeah.
And the next time we get together, we're like, man, did you do that? Man, wasn't that crazy? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we're building rapport, building momentum.
Yeah.
Before you know it, over and over, you just keep building on the momentum of the connections. Before you know it, Leon, 2 months later, you're like, man, what do you think about Adam? Mm-hmm. Adam's my guy.
That's my guy, yeah.
That's my guy. You know, maybe you bought me a band one day because you got a little 2-for-1. You came back, hey, Adam, you want a white band instead of the black one? I'm like,
come on.
Yo, yes, dude, I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a relatively simple game. It just requires intentional effort.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And you're right, curiosity, but then curiosity will lead to connection, and then investing that connection will make the relationship richer.
That's good.
You go down that path, man, you're moving from that bucket. Here's the beauty of this, okay? When you move your relationship to that bucket of my guy, my girl, right? There's three things that fill it.
Okay.
Three things that fill it.
Yeah.
And the first thing that fills it, it's the easiest thing to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
It's celebration.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm gonna celebrate you greater when that's my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's my girl, that's my guy. I'm going to celebrate them. I'm going to shout them out on social. And it's going to come easily and easy for you. Celebration will show up at a greater level. The second thing that shows up in that bucket, coaching. I'm going to start doing a greater job coaching you. Right? Like, we'll be on the court, and I'll be like, hey, Leon, when you got to come off that screen like that. Leon, remember, you got to box out.
Yeah.
Leon, remember, hey, we're running the Kansas play.
Yeah.
Remember, you're running around like this. I'm going to start being that active coach for you because my relationship's like that.
Right.
And you're going to receive it like that because you know me like that. We're going to have that rapport, and you're going to do the same thing for me.
Yeah, that's good.
So, once again, my celebration of you will increase when I move it to that bucket.
Yep.
My coaching of you will increase when I move it to that bucket.
Yeah.
Here's the third thing that fills the bucket.
What's that?
And it's the gift. But it's where most young leaders fall short.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, if you're not capturing this third thing, you're not experiencing the richness and fullness of what a like that relationship could look like.
Yeah, for sure.
And here's the third thing. It's challenging.
Challenge. Oh,
celebrating, it's easy, man.
Yeah.
Coaching. Yeah. I can coach you on the field, help you, right? I'll be that voice. Challenge?
Yeah, that's different. That's risky right there.
Why is it risky?
Risky, man, because, man, nobody likes a challenge, you know? We, especially not if we're on the same team. You challenging me? Yo, I want you to win just like you want me to win. Why are you challenging me?
You call me out?
Yeah, you calling me out? What's up? Man. Like, how do you navigate through that? You
know? And frankly, but that is the gift.
Yeah.
And that is the richness of a like that relationship. Mm. All three things need to be present.
Yeah.
Because if you're my guy, my hope is that you care enough about me to actually say the things I need to say, even if I don't want to hear it in the moment. That I'm going to trust that if you care about me like that, that you're going to push me to levels to help me win.
Yeah, come on.
Because
that's
I want to win.
That's good.
Right? That if you like, and we have that relationship like that, that if I have moments where I slip, mm-hmm. who's going to catch me?
Right, right.
I hope it's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That challenge yeah. has to be there. Like, yeah. man, come on, you're better than that.
Yeah.
Man, where are you, man? You're 5 minutes late, bro. Come on.
Yeah, and I think the relationship part of it, it helps the sting. Because there's going to be a sting with that.
Well, there is. It hurts.
But me knowing that you care about me, Adam, is not seeing your tough love as love loss. Right? It's not love loss. I know that it's just tough love, and I know I need it in this moment because I know that you have your best interest for me. Mm. Like, I understand that. I get that about you. So, yeah, it's going to sting a little bit. You know? It's going to sting. But that I believe that relationship that we've established over the years, over the months, can help that sting just a little bit. What do you
say? And that's a great call out because it will sting a little bit, and it does mm-hmm. create a little tension.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in leadership, you have to position the relationship in a way that, hey, this is going to happen.
Mm, yeah, okay.
This
yeah,
is going to
yeah,
happen.
That's good.
Like let's not, you know, if you're my guy, you're my girl, like, I want to build that relationship with that understanding that that's going to be part of it. But that's the best part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best part of it. I mean, I've been married for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
My wife will challenge me,
mm-hmm.
right, when she thinks I have moments where I'm not being a great dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, maybe a moment where I didn't respond well to my girls. Or maybe a moment where I'm not showing up my best. She'll be like, babe, you're better than that.
Mm, that's good.
Like, and frankly, I'm so thankful that she does. I don't want to hear it in a moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to hear it in a moment, yeah. but it's the gift of having a relationship at that level.
That's so good. The gift.
And it's the gift.
Yeah,
and for us, if you're a leader right now on a team, which we all are,
mm-hmm.
we're all leaders at different levels. Whether you have the title or not, we're all leading at different levels.
Yeah.
Man, your first order of business in the leadership mindset is, I need to start building a relationship.
Yeah.
Right? I need to start building my relationship. I need to move my relationships from a place of we cool to my guy, my girl.
100%.
And that just kind of is the language we use. Because when you do, you get into a relationship where I know you like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you start leading them like that, and you start moving through the three levels of the bucket, Phil.
Yeah, three C's. Man,
the three C's.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to start celebrating you greater.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see that come out of me. I'm going to start coaching you greater. You'll see that come out of me. And we're going to the place where we can challenge each other.
Yeah, let's go.
Because that will fill the bucket fully. And if you've got everyone on your team with relationships like that, where we are celebrating great, we are coaching great, and we are challenging each other great.
Yeah.
Ooh, watch out.
Green team, baby.
Green team. You'll be living in the green room. In the green room. That's the first order of work for you. And it never ends. The relationship is never a finished product, right? It's always a constant growth. Man, there's got to be this greater shift, and we just want to encourage you. Man, go out of your way. Learn more about your teammates. Connect with your teammates. Know what's going on in their life. Find moments to serve them, to build that rapport. Right? Grow in your celebration and watch what happens to your green status and to your green team. Until next time, I'm Adam. He is Leon. We are Lead 'Em Up. We'll catch you.
Helping athletes be green and build green each and every day.